No, I haven't even. I just was informed it's 5:30.
I think that they like pretty off.
Check, check. Ready when you are. It's gonna yell at me. Loading in progress. Oh, that's nice. All right. Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, May 6, 2025 hybrid in-person and virtual meeting of the San Francisco Entertainment Commission. My name is Ben Blyman. I am the commission president. We will start with announcements.
We like to start the meeting with a land acknowledgement. We, the San Francisco Entertainment Commission, acknowledge that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land, and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush community and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples. This meeting is being held in hybrid format with the meeting occurring in person in City Hall Room 416, broadcast live on SFGov TV, and available to view on Microsoft Teams or to listen by calling 1-415-906-4659 using meeting ID 909-878-45, followed by the pound or hashtag symbol. We welcome the public's participation during public comment periods. There will be an opportunity for general public comment at the beginning of the meeting, and there will be an opportunity to comment on each discussion or action item on the agenda. Each comment is limited to 3 minutes. For those attending remotely, the Commission will hear up to 20 minutes of remote public comment total for each agenda item. Because of the 20-minute time limit, it is possible that not every person in the queue will have an opportunity to provide remote public comment. Remote public comment from people who have received an accommodation due to disability will not count towards the 20-minute limit. Public comment will be taken both in person and remotely by video or call-in. For each item, the Commission will take public comment first from people attending the meeting in person and then from people attending the meeting remotely. For those attending in person, please fill out a speaker card located at the side table or podium. Come up to the podium during public comment, state your name, any affiliations, and then your comment. You will have 3 minutes. Once finished, please hand your speaker card to the commission staff behind the podium. If using Microsoft Teams to speak, select the raise hand option when it's time for public comment. If calling by phone, dial *5 to be added to the speaker line when your item of interest comes up. When you are asked to speak, you unmute yourself by hitting *6. Please call from a quiet location, speak clearly and slowly, and turn down your television or radio. If you are also viewing the meeting on SFGov TV, be sure to mute it before speaking during public comment. Alternatively, while we recommend that you use Zoom audio or telephone for public comment, Microsoft Teams, you may write a written public comment through the chat function on Microsoft Teams. Please note that commissioners and staff are not allowed to respond to comments or questions during public comment. Thank you to SFGov TV and Media Services for sharing this meeting with the public.
Thank you. Let's do a roll call.
President Blyman.
Here.
Vice President Wong.
Here.
Commissioner Davis.
Here.
Commissioner Perez.
Here.
And Commissioner Schlander is on his way. Commissioners Poggio and Thomas are excused.
Okay. The next agenda item is number 2, which is general public comment. Does anyone want to comment on anything that is not on tonight's agenda?
There are no hands. No comments.
All right, we'll close general public comment and we'll move on to number 3, which is approval of the meeting minutes for April 15, 2025 from our commission meeting. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Is there any public comment on our meeting minutes?
No public comment.
Okay, we'll close public comment and we can vote.
President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
All right. They have been approved. Moving on, we will go to number 4, which is a report from Executive Director Weiland.
Thank you, President Blyman. Good evening, commissioners. I just have a couple of brief updates this evening. One is another reminder of our annual Nightlife and Entertainment Summit happening on Monday, May 12th at 49 South Van Ness from 12 to 4 with an optional happy hour afterward at Smuggler's Cove. We're really excited to welcome folks there. We have a lot of RSVPs, more than the space can hold at this point. So we do have a room for overflow if that happens. SFGov TV is live streaming the event, and it will be recorded, and you can also view it live on your computer. We have a great program. Mayor Lurie just signed on to give some opening remarks as well, and we have two panels, one which is entitled Where the Hell Did All the Customers Go, and the second one is a town hall panel where you'll have yours truly, President Blyman, Vice President Wong, Deputy Director Azevedo, and Commissioner Poggio, and Ben Van Houten will all be on that panel. So we're really excited to bring this to everyone. We hope that you can come. Couple other updates that are not agendized, but I thought I would just flag. We hosted a delegation from Australia this morning here in City Hall. We met with folks that do similar work in New South Wales, where Sydney is located. It's one of our sister cities. We spent about 3 hours with folks from there. It was really interesting. One of the people who was there is also going to be attending a conference that I will be going to over the next few days, along with President Blyman, Vice President Wong, Deputy Director Azevedo, and Ben Van Houten. That is the Sociable City Summit, or the Responsible Hospitality Institute puts on every year. It's happening in Sacramento. We will report back in full about how that went at our next hearing in 2 weeks. I'm presenting on two different panels there, so looking forward to that. And then the only other update for you all this evening is just to note that the legislation for zoning reform in SoMa that I brought to you all at our last hearing as an update passed at second read today at the full Board of Supervisors. So that is now going before Mayor Lurie for a signature within the next 30 days, which is great. We have identified two businesses within that zoning district that will be able to come and apply for places of entertainment. So you will likely see those businesses before you in the next 60 days. If you have any questions, let me know.
Questions?
Okay. Hope to see you at the summit.
Looking forward to it. Is there any public comment on Director Weiland's update?
No public comment.
Closed. Moving on, we will do number 5, which is a report from our senior inspector.
Thank you, President Blyman. Good evening, commissioners. We have received 68 311 complaints since our last commission hearing on April 15th. I have a few updates below. Please let me know if you have any questions. My first update is about the International Art Museum of America located at 1023 Market Street, who does not hold any permits with our office. The Entertainment Commission received 2 sound complaints about the International Art Museum on Sunday, April 13th at 1:30 a.m. Inspector Youngrice responded to the complaint at 1:45 a.m. and upon arrival, there was an unpermitted DJ event in progress. Management has been in contact with the EC and was recently educated on the necessity for permits. Therefore, a notice of violation was issued for hosting entertainment without a permit on April 17th. My next update is about Savoy Tivoli, located at 1434 Grant Street, who holds a POE with our office. On Saturday, April 12th, we received a 311 sound complaint at 7:30, and Inspector Adams responded at 11:20 p.m. Upon arrival, he observed the windows closed with the sound curtains in place with a DJ performing inside. He learned that the normal sound engineer was out and that the door person was covering both sound and door duties. A sound measurement showed the volume to be well exceeding the allowable sound limit at 87.6 dBA and 101.4 dBC, while the approved limit is 84 dBA and 93 dBC. As such, Savoy Tivoli was issued a notice of violation on April 17th for violating their approved sound limit. In response, the manager said he'd be doing cross-training to ensure that more staff are able to monitor their sound during live entertainment when someone calls out. My next update is about Mr. Mahjong's, located at 260 Kearney Street, who holds a POE and EHP with our office. We received a 311 sound complaint on Saturday, April 19th at 10:45 p.m., and when Inspectors Adams and Young Rice responded at 11:20 that night, they could hear bass from down the block while approaching the business. Upon entering Mr. Mahjong's, they saw a DJ performing inside, and a sound measurement showed the volume to be at 97.6 dBA and 112.6 dBC, while the approved sound limit is 90 dBA and 102 dBC. During their visit, they spoke with a former owner and learned that it was his birthday party, and they worked with him to bring the volume into compliance while reminding him to keep the door closed. Mr. Mahjong's was issued a notice of violation on April 23rd for exceeding allowable sound limits. My next update is about Neck of the Woods, located at 406 Clement Street, who holds a POE with our office. We received a sound complaint about Neck of the Woods on Sunday, April 20th at 9:10 p.m., and when Inspector Adams responded at 9:40 that night, he observed the front door open and a band performing downstairs. He took a sound measurement that showed the volume of the band to be 100.4 dBA and 113 dBC, while the approved sound limit downstairs is 89 dBA and 97 dBC. Neck of the Woods was issued a notice of violation on April 23rd for hosting entertainment and exceeding their allowable sound limit. The manager told Inspector Adams that he would no longer book inherently louder bands in the downstairs area and would have them perform upstairs, which has a better sound attenuation and a higher sound limit. My next update is about Amelie, located at 1754 Polk Street, who holds a LLP with our office. We received a 311 complaint on Friday, April 25th at 10:35 p.m., and when Inspector Young Rice arrived at 11:03, he noted that the door was open with patrons spilling out onto the sidewalk and parklet. Indoors, a DJ was performing and a sound measurement showed volumes to be at 95 dBA, 102 dBC, while the approved sound limit is 87 dBA, 94 dBC. The manager saw Inspector Young Rice, and while realizing the time, he ended the DJ performance and switched to pre-recorded music. Amelie was issued a notice of violation on April 30th for having the door open during entertainment, exceeding allowable sound limits, and hosting entertainment past 11 p.m. The owner has responded to the NOV and shared a copy of the contract that they have performers signed, which requires them to end by 10:45 p.m. He said he'd recirculate the contract to ensure compliance moving forward. My final update tonight is about Trinity Irish Bar and Restaurant, located at 1851 Union Street, who holds an LLP with our office. We received a 311 sound complaint about Trinity at 10:10 p.m. on Saturday, April 26th. Inspector Young Rice responded later that night at 12:13 a.m., and upon arrival, he observed music playing loudly from the front bar with one of the front doors open. Sound measurement showed the front bar's limit to be the front bar's volume to be at 92.1 dBA and 93 dBC, while the approved sound limit is 84 dBA, 90 dBC. He then went into the back bar, now called the Purple Room, and observed a DJ performing. He spoke with the manager and owner and informed him that the DJ is supposed to end by 11 p.m. per Trinity's LLP permit conditions. At this point, the manager ended the DJ and turned the music off in the back room while ushering people into the front bar. Trinity was issued a notice of violation on April 30th for having a DJ after 11 p.m., exceeding allowable sound limits, and having the door open. Let me know if you have any questions.
The only one that jumps out to me is Trinity. I feel like they've been here multiple times before in the past. We know they know better. We know they are under a lot of scrutiny. They haven't had any non-compliance issues since last we saw them, though. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's okay. Why we're at the NOV level.
Got it. Yep. Okay. I'm not sure they're watching SFGov TV, but if they are, it wouldn't surprise me if they get more visits from us soon to check in on how things are going. So they have been warned. Other than that, I have no questions. All right. Is there any public comment on the senior inspector's report?
No public comment.
Okay, we'll close public comment, and we can move on to number six, which is hearing and possible action regarding applications for permits under the jurisdiction of the Entertainment Commission, and we'll start with the consent agenda.
Thanks, President Blyman. Good evening, commissioners. We have two items on consent tonight. Both are for LLPs for indoor entertainment. The applicants conducted outreach and there was no opposition received nor added conditions from their respective SFPD stations aside from the standard calendaring condition for Central Station. So the recommendation is to approve the consent calendar with the staff recommendations.
I have a question.
Yep.
I see, I don't know how to say this, Keto has a complaint. Does that jeopardize their position on the consent agenda?
When we visited, they were not hosting entertainment and they were found to be in compliance. So we have not observed there being any violations at the space.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We'll save it for public comment, sir. So okay, so these are two on the consent agenda. One is Keto's at 200 Cap Street, and the other is Mastro's at 399 Geary. Okay. Well, just keep stay tuned. It's coming. All right. So, is there any public comment on either item on the consent agenda?
No public comment.
Okay, we'll close public comment. Do we have any motions?
I move to approve with staff recommendations.
Second.
President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
And Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
All right, the consent agenda has been approved. Congratulations, and we can move on to the regular agenda.
The first permit on our regular agenda is for an amendment to the Brixton's LLP permit to expand their hours of indoor entertainment. As you may recall, in June of 2024, the commission voted to recondition the days and hours of indoor entertainment to Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. only, due to ongoing permit violations and enforcement action. Around that time, their ownership team changed, and now Hugo is the sole owner of the business. After the permit reconditioning, Hugo closed the business to redo their interior space, change the menu, and the vibe of the restaurant, as quoted on their Instagram account. He also stopped entertainment altogether until recently when he pulled a one-time event permit for St. Patrick's Day. Between June 2024 and April 2025, we received 10 sound complaints, but none were substantiated. The only time the Brixton had entertainment was on March 15th, and at a site visit, the DJ was found to be operating at compliant levels. During the site visits for the remainder of the complaints, the sound source was either unidentified or was coming from another business nearby. The agenda item tonight is a request to amend the indoor hours of entertainment to Tuesday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 11 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. There would be no entertainment on Mondays. The owner sent an outreach letter to their neighbors notifying them of the permit amendment request. I received one phone call from a neighbor who wanted to learn more about the scope of the amendment, and in your file, you'll see an email from another neighbor expressing concern that the Brixton will return to a more nightclub-style venue rather than a restaurant with ancillary entertainment, which is how they operated before the permit was reconditioned in 2024. That email was shared with the owner, and since then, he and the neighbors have been in direct dialogue, and they are planning to meet in person next week. Northern Station had no concerns with the amendment, and here to speak with you tonight is the owner, Hugo Gamboa.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good, thank you. So traditionally, you... I don't know if you've done this before from this standpoint, but you would tell us a little bit about the remodel, what you're planning on music, what you're planning on sound attenuation, how you're going to handle neighbors, just kind of like a little presentation. Gotcha. On what your plan is. Thanks.
Like I said, as you know, we remodeled, completely changed the whole direction of the restaurant. I took over full ownership of the restaurant back in late June of last year. New menu, new design, completely new, I guess you say, direction for the restaurant. I'm trying to get the hours of operation for music extended a little later so that we could add another layer of entertainment to the business during our dinner hours mostly, and also during our brunch hours as well. I don't plan on running it as a nightclub. I've never ran it as a nightclub since we remodeled and reopened, and I don't plan on making any kind of changes to the current operations or the offering of food. I'm open 6 days a week from 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock, Tuesday, Wednesdays, till midnight on Thursdays, and on Fridays till 1:45. And on Saturdays and Sundays, I'm open from 11 o'clock for brunch until we serve food until about 11 o'clock on Saturday nights as well. And again, just trying to add another layer of entertainment to the space, for specifically just to sort of generate some more business during dinner time. Also, I have a lot of events, and we book a lot of special events for corporate, and they ask for either DJs during their events or bands, and I don't want to have to pull a permit every single time somebody requests. I have a couple of buyouts that just got booked, and just trying to add a little extra to the business. So,
all right, questions for Hugo.
So prior to the ownership change, I guess regardless of how it was intended to be ran, I got the impression that many of the neighbors sort of did get the impression it was kind of being run a little bit more of as a nightclub vibe. Can you describe some of the ways that the new model or the new concept has changed to make it sort of like further away from any potential of that? Because I think that that's a big concern of the community, obviously.
No, I understand. We made a lot besides the overall design of the restaurant, remodeling it and giving it more of a restaurant look instead of dark and stormy look is what it kind of looked like before. We removed six different large speakers, installed smaller restaurant sort of background speakers to the space, spent upwards of almost $30,000 in redoing the sound and re-engineering it. So that way it was not geared towards more of a lounge sort of vibe that it was prior to us remodeling it.
Thank you. And are there any sort of changes in some of the programming that you're planning as far as like types of entertainment, where like one type of DJ as opposed to other type of DJ?
I'm trying to bring a little bit more live music to the neighborhood and more live music to the restaurant. We did have, we pulled a permit for not just March, but another event. And we had live music during dinner, and it was really well received. And I got a lot of comments and a lot of people asking, when are we going to do something like that again? I think it just add another layer to what we're trying to accomplish there, which is, you know, create a really great vibe for dinner, a little bit of entertainment for the neighborhood. You don't really see that in the Marina Kahala district. It's either all restaurant or all bar, nothing sort of in between. There's a huge group of 30-somethings looking for something to do. They don't want to go to a club. They do want to dine. They do want to maybe, you know, have a little late-night drink, but they don't want to stay out past midnight. And this would be something that we would offer them, something a little bit different than what, you know, one or the other, I guess you could say.
Thank you.
I just want to be clear, too, because this comes up a lot. The Entertainment Commission, we don't see a difference in how the space is being used necessarily. So, you know, people get wrapped up around a nightclub vibe or not. And I kind of bristle at that, because what matters to us is whether or not people are in compliance with their sound limits.
Sure.
And how they want to present their business is completely their prerogative. And whether it feels like a nightclub and there's people dancing or feels like a restaurant, if they're within their sound limits, which we test, they're within the law, and they're doing exactly what they should be doing. That said, you know, the problem with Brixton was that the previous owners or the previous partners had been having music go live music past the point. And so, you know, that then I think could be construed as feeling like a nightclub because it goes late and it's thumping music and it was not allowed. And I just want to, you've already said it, but just to get your assurance that that's something that, you know, when your time is cut off, that you're not going to keep going afterwards and generating violations and things.
I don't intend to run it past 11 o'clock on those nights, unless we pull a permit.
When you did your renovations, was there any other than changing the speakers, which I think is a great idea? I think a lot of people think you need like these massive thumpers when you have a, you can put speakers next to people and they can hear the music loudly without bothering other people. Are there any other sound attenuation measures or thoughts that you put into the space that would?
Yeah, we redid some of the soundboards, some of the Tectum that was on the walls. Actually, the whole restaurant is, you have sheetrock, which is quiet rock, which is basically a sort of a sound repelling sheetrock. I'm not sure if you guys know what quiet rock is. Then on top of the quiet rock, we have Tectum, which is also soundboarding. So we have basically two layers of sound boarding on the walls.
Got it. And that
goes around the whole restaurant.
Was that a new addition that you?
We replaced half of it.
Got it. More questions?
And actually, the side that we replaced was on the west side.
Got it. Commissioner Perez.
Hello, Mr. Gamboa. Thanks for your meeting with us today. Did I hear correctly that you got a one-time permit for St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
And what kind of entertainment did you have for that?
We had DJ.
It's a DJ?
Yeah.
All right. And then when you say you plan to have live music moving forward, can you just kind of give us a picture of what that means? Is it like more like jazz? Is it a quartet? Or what does live music to you mean?
Jazz, quartet, two singers, guitarist, drummer, maybe trumpet.
Okay.
Just regular.
It's a mix.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not in there. It's more for, like I said, that the one event that I was just talking about that everybody was really excited about, it was a singer, guitarist, a drummer, bassist, and a trumpet player. And they all, and basically they were singing songs, music from anywhere from Billie Eilish to Chris Stapleton to Journey. I mean, a little bit of everything, basically. So it wasn't like a concert or anything. It wasn't heavy metal or anything. It was just, and I was monitoring the sound every, 20, 30 minutes. I was running the meter to make sure that we were within our limits, which I also plan to do on a regular basis.
Okay, thank you. And then just in case there were some neighbor complaints, what is your policy and procedure in handling that in real time?
My phone number is listed. If I receive any phone calls or any kind of text messages, I check my sound, make sure that my sound is where it's supposed to be, make sure my doors are closed, just make sure that I'm complying.
Okay. And you say your phone number is listed on your website?
It was out on the outreach letter that I sent out to everybody.
Okay. Can it also be on the website?
Yeah, I could do that.
All right. Because that outreach letter might be thrown off after this question, but then I'm thinking about a month from now, 2 months from now.
Yeah.
How can people reach you?
Yeah, I could add it on the website.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
More questions? All right, you can have a seat, Hugo, and we're going to open this up for public comment before we discuss this. All right, so is this the item? Okay, so if anybody who wants to do public comment, we'll start with in person, and you just step to the microphone, state your name, and if you have filled out a speaker card, please do. If not, do it after your public comment. It's fine.
Okay, my name's Jeff Mogenet.
Oh, and you have 3 minutes, okay.
3 minutes? I'm going to have to hurry. I live on 2125 Union Street, across the street from this establishment. I've had many dealings with them, with the previous owner, mainly, I think, with some very bad, transactions happening at those times that they had live music. It was always very loud. Bass could be heard all the way to the back of our flat. And it was always a problem trying to communicate with them, trying to contact somebody by phone, to answer the phone. Several times I had to go down there and try to talk to the manager, and basically they blew me off. So I've also had problems with their outdoor speakers. There's a new restaurant that moved in next door to them that also have outdoor speakers. I don't think they have a permit for it, but that's not the issue here. I asked them to turn it down. I also asked this establishment, Brixton, to turn theirs down. Okay, so that's kind of the history. I was kind of surprised that they were limited to 6 to 9 because that has never been the case. They've always played till later. They've always had, on the weekends at least, The bass could always be heard in our apartment, and it's about three doors down on the other side of the street. So what I would like is that if they're going to have live entertainment, they keep the front doors closed. They also keep the whole building shuttered because they have sliding doors around all around, all at the front facade. Again, this direct contact, that's never been there. I've only met one person that was the manager, Rachel, and she was nice, finally. She's the one that blew me off originally. So that's all I have to say. I'm pleased to hear all of these things that you're planning and that you're doing. I think you're making an honest effort there, and I have nothing else to say except, you know, keep it down. Keep that bass, keep the bass down, and also the outdoor speakers. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any more in-person public comment for this agenda item? Do we have anyone on the interwebs?
There are no hands raised.
All right. We're going to close public comment, have some discussion here. I just want to point out to the gentleman who commented here that we do have something called the Good Neighbor Policy that does require doors and windows to be closed during live entertainment. So that is something that we will be checking for and for compliance. That's my only comment. Anybody else have?
I feel good about the new chapter.
Same. Yeah, very encouraged by the compliance since change of ownership, and I don't have an issue proceeding with this.
I also think people lump the marina and Cal Hollow together, and they are not the same place. And actually, Cal Hollow is struggling mightily vis-a-vis the marina right now. It always has never been quite as wild, but I know for a fact that Union Street is suffering a lot in the. It's a very expensive place to do business, and we wouldn't want to see those businesses, I don't think, to absolutely fail because it's an important little corridor in our city culture. I also wanted to say, too, that you know, I think this is great that you two have connected with each other. In my experience, and you've been doing this longer than I have, but the Entertainment Commission is only really there when there are sound complaints at night that are violations. But I would say the best case scenario is usually the business and the neighbors have an ongoing dialogue and they're able to communicate with one another in as close to real time as possible. I owned Lightning Tavern on Union Street. We had neighbors right on top of our, it was the Hollow Cow afterwards. I think it's a taco place now. And we were able, they were really, really scared to have us in there, and I was able to connect with those neighbors and build relationships with them. And literally, they would text me at 11:30 at night and say, "Hey Ben, just turn it down." And I would just go to the thing, turn it down, and they'd say, "Thank you very much," and it solved so many problems. And the next day, they'd say, "Thanks a lot for doing that." And so, you know, that kind of communication between adults who are neighbors is always what we're seeking. And then when their mediation is required, that's where we come in if they can't see eye to eye. But I appreciate the commenter's comments, too. They sounded very reasonable to me. And so it sounds like there's some fertile land there for communication. any further questions, comments? Okay. Do we have motions?
Move to approve with staff recommendations.
Second.
All right.
President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
And Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
All right. Congratulations. You have been approved. Just follow up with our staff for your next steps, and we can move on to the next item.
The next permit on our regular agenda is for a limited live performance permit that includes outdoor amplified sound at the front of the business of After Work Bar, located at 409 Gough Street. After Work Bar is seeking the LLP permit so they can host indoor entertainment, namely in the form of karaoke, and outdoor amplified sound at for sporting events and pre-recorded music to drive in foot traffic. This is going to be at the front of the business. They'd like the outdoor programming to be allowed Monday through Friday, 4 to 10 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Senior Inspector Zavrina has already set an internal sound limit and educated the business on how to monitor outdoor sound so as not to exceed ambient volumes at a distance 50 feet from the property plane. The applicant used a mailing service to send an outreach letter to their residential and commercial neighbors, and in response, I did receive one phone call from a neighbor across the street who expressed initial concerns with the application but felt better about it once I explained their programming plans. Additionally, a commercial neighbor who works across the street also expressed concerns as they'd previously been disrupted by After Work Bar's outdoor amplified sound. The neighbor and the general manager of the bar were able to connect via email and via phone, and no opposition for the permit was submitted. Northern Station had no added recommendations for the permit, and here to speak with you is the GM, Monica.
Hi, guys. Actually, correction, GM is Samuel Mustafa next to me, and I'm Monica Diaz, the district manager.
Mm, great.
So their contract's going to be Samir. So we opened After War Bark July 2021 during the rough times, right? And I think the neighborhood welcomed us, and we're part of, like, literally the after work bar, when people come from the neighborhood and enjoy a drink after working. We're trying to apply for the live performance permit and speakers to kind of bring more people into our business. We do think some of the slowest days on the weekend will beneficiate from having just karaoke night on Mondays. We plan it to be, it's pretty limited till 9 p.m. really what we plan to do. So it's just like 7 to 9, just 2 hours. Open to anyone of ages. We are connected to the bar, so it's not like necessarily like a full-time bar. It's more like a anybody's welcome environment, and we just feel like attracting people with the speakers outside and the event on the weekdays. It will really beneficiate us, but as well, it will bring neighborhood feel to our business.
Great. Questions? Madeline, do you have any questions? Okay. I don't have any questions. So you can have a seat. We'll open up to public comment, and we can discuss after that. Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Item on the agenda?
No public comment.
Okay, we'll close public comment. Thoughts, dreams, motions?
Move to approve with staff recommendations.
Seconded.
President Blyman?
Aye.
Vice President Wong?
Aye.
Commissioner Davis?
Aye.
And Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
All right, congratulations. You've been approved. We can move along to the third on the regular agenda.
The next permit on our regular agenda is for a Jam to Bam limited live performance permit that includes outdoor amplified sound at the front of the business for High Tops, located at 2247 Market Street. The reason they're on the regular agenda is because an upstairs neighbor expressed concerns about the permit application, specifically sound. But to give some context, High Tops has been owned by the same group for over a decade, and they have hosted regular entertainment without knowing that they needed a permit. We have not received any complaints about the business until recently in the beginning of March, and the owner was extremely responsive and applied for the LLP permit right away to ensure compliance. The LLP permit would allow them to continue to host their regular Thursday night DJs along with other entertainment activations, as well as outdoor amplified sound at the front of the business between 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., but not to exceed 6 hours per day as they did under their jam permit. The owner used a mailing service to send their outreach letters to commercial and residential neighbors 150 feet from the business, and there was no opposition, aside from the concerns expressed by the neighbor, which is included in your file for review. As you can see, their primary concern was the EC coming into their apartment to take a sound measurement, which we explained is not our protocol, and that Article 29 directs us to take sound measurements at the front of the property plane. Senior Inspector Zavrina has set an internal sound limit in accordance with MPC Article 29 and re-educated on how to monitor the outdoor amplified sound volumes. Mission Station had no added conditions, and here to speak with you tonight is the owner, Jesse Woodward.
Hey, everyone. Nice to meet you. It's Jesse. We opened High Tops back in 2012. It is a sports bar slash restaurant slash gay bar in the Castro. Since then, we haven't really changed anything that we've done over the last 13 years. The one exception to that is we started having a DJ on Thursday nights at some point last year. And kind of out of just lack of knowledge of needing the permit and just kind of not having had noise complaints in the past and knowing if we needed to do this, we didn't do it. And then once we got the citation, we, like Caitlin mentioned, we made all the changes. So we've since then done daily permits and had DJs. And I believe we've been visited by the commission and everything's been in compliance since then. So a couple other things we've done is added a phone number so we can be reached to our Google page and posted kind of signage outside saying to be quiet if you're leaving. But besides that, all we're doing is kind of just, we've always had pre-recorded music and at the same level, this is what the DJ is now. And once 11 o'clock comes, we just switch back over to pre-recorded music.
Okay, questions?
Hello, thanks for coming in. I'm glad to hear that the phone number is on your website so that your neighbors can reach you. Mm-hmm. Just have a quick question. So you said this is for your DJs, right, the permit?
Mm-hmm.
So will the DJ have control and access to the soundboard? Are they the ones kind of monitoring the sound level, or is there a manager in-house who's going to manage the sound levels?
The DJ can manage his sound level, but the behind the bar where the manager and bartender are control the master level. So they're in charge of controlling what the DJ does.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That's my question.
My only comment is I love high tops. I meet my friends there a lot on Mondays.
That's great. Glad to hear.
And my other friends are about to open Ricky's
right
down the street. So excited to have more queer sports bars around.
Yes, great.
Yeah, I don't have any questions. I just the high tops, when I heard that it was coming to the Castro, I think a lot of people, I wasn't, but a lot of people were like a sports bar in the Castro, right? And seeing the just incredible success that you've had is not just because it's a sports bar. It's, you're obviously and are held up as some of the better operators in the city of San Francisco responsible on top of things, responsive to people, you care. So we appreciate that. And congratulations on your success. The only downside is that I sometimes get jealous. I'll be in there on a Tuesday and there's like 200 people. What am I doing? How did I end up like this?
I appreciate all that.
The kickball teams. God, and the baseball teams. Soccer team. Anyway, I would say, so we don't go into neighbors' apartments, right? But I have in my bars, and I can't recommend this or not recommend it. I found it to be incredibly helpful sometimes, both to get to know some people, and so they know me, and they know that I'm not some boogeyman who's just trying to print money while they can't sleep. And what I found a couple times was that there's like two speakers that were the culprits.
Yeah.
And I've been able to move those or disconnect them or adjust them or move them down. And it hasn't always solved all the problems, but a few times it's been like magic. They're like, well, thank you. Goodbye forever. After 2 years of absolute horror from both of us, right? Of just fixing it. So it might be something to consider if you haven't already.
We're in touch. It's been the same neighbor for all 13 years.
Yeah.
So he kind of has a new issue with us and we're not sure why.
Yeah.
I believe it stems from the equipment on the roof.
Yeah.
Which we have had to go through with health and we've already been signed off on that. So I think this is his kind of last ditch effort.
Yeah, so sometimes you go, turn on that speaker. Can you hear it? Is that the one? No, turn on that speaker, right? If they are complaining about sound. Even at the very least, even if we weren't able to solve the problem, I was able to like get to know them, and you're a pretty likable guy, I think. So you know, that it might be in your favor that they know you and can say, hey, can you know, turn it down or whatever. But that's not something we do. And if the indoors is in compliance, that's the law.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Any more questions?
Feeling good.
All right. You can have a seat.
Thanks.
Is there any public comment?
No public comment.
Closed. All right. Do we have any motions?
I motion to approve with staff recommendations.
Seconded.
President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
And Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
All right, congratulations, it's been approved. Here's to 10 more years. All right, the final permit application on the regular agenda.
Tonight is for a place of entertainment. Those are my first few words, so there we go. It's for a place of entertainment permit for Endgames Improv located at 2989 Mission Street. The Endgames Improv location currently holds an LLP, LLP permit with our office, but they are now seeking the POA permit so they can host entertainment a bit later. Aside from the end time, nothing about the scope of their programming is changing, and they will continue to have classes and performances. Of note, we have never received a sound complaint about Endgame's improv since they've held a permit with our office. The owner sent an outreach letter to all the residential and commercial neighbors notifying them of the POA permit application, and there was no opposition received. Mission Station had no added conditions, and here to speak with you tonight is the owner, Scott Meyer.
Hello, President, my commissioners and the rest of the SF Entertainment Commission. Since I'm last, people are heading out, and as an entertainer, I'm kind of disheartened by the fact that we're not here to hear this amazing speech of how boring we are. We did want to play a video for you just to kind of show you what we have going on during it. It's a promo video. It's not trying to sell you on anything, but just know it was the easiest thing for us to use. But just so you, it will be playing in the background. The audio is just music to amp you up. But we're a comedy theater. I'm currently a co-owner. I was not the founder, but I've been running it since 2013, I believe it was. And we're a comedy training center founded in 2010. Our strength is in improv comedy and the sketch, but we also have sketch comedy and stand-up. Each year we have about 200 folks take our classes. And I think it was in 2017 that I first worked with Maggie to get our LLP at this location so that we could have shows there kind of as auxiliary. We have over 400 shows at another location, and this one a year, over 10,000 audience members, and a lot of locals who are doing this as a hobby, having fun, but obviously have day jobs and just can't wait for the weekend to show up to do the shows. And now we have a yearly festival in September, which is we're going to have back this year. We're happy to be teaming up with The Marsh to have a bigger venue so that we get bigger names. But while we are small now, that festival we hope to be another reason for people to come to San Francisco and be a destination. The application today is just to kind of upgrade us to a place of entertainment. There are not much is changing with our operations almost at all. We're going to have a lot of shows there, but some of the stuff around, you know, if somebody wanted to do a comedy skit with them, you know, noise and stuff, like we always would be like, oh, you really can't, or like it's tough for us. So we just wanted to, you know, kind of level it up and make it professional. We also can open up a second venue in that same space with this move. They're both small theaters, 35 seats. We have two tenants above us. We've talked to them over the years. It's an HOA. We have a haircut place in a supermarket or a market next to us, so they've never complained anyway. And there are more tenants upstairs, but they're across a common area space. But the two tenants above us back in 2017, we talked to them. I was able to go in their space, hear what even our classes sounded like, which I know doesn't fall into this. But there was a noticeable drone, so we added and paid for some sound dampening stuff between the, it's not a crawl space, but whatever the floor to the ceiling is. And it was kind of one of those things that they never would let us go in there again and hear it, but they just said it's fine. but I'm terrified. I always want to know what it sounds like now. So we have a good relationship. I'm on the board of the HOA. That doesn't mean much, but I'm saying we know everything that's going on. And if anything, these days, it's hard to get a hold of them and figure out who's living in one of the apartments because they have renters. And I'm like, I want to make sure everything's okay. I don't want to send the notes. But we have a good relationship with them, and I believe there's almost nobody else who here, because I've never heard from the tenants on the opposite side of the common area. Well, that's all. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
I got nothing.
Mm-hmm. Are you a, is it all ages or is it?
Yeah, we're all ages. The classes aren't all ages, but the shows are all ages.
Okay. And you don't serve any food or alcohol?
Not at this location. We have another location where we do have a Type 90 license.
Okay.
Yep.
I couldn't have less concerns. Keep doing what you're doing.
I want there to be more drama. Let's get going.
I want to apologize for Commissioner Wong. I think she meant fewer concerns.
Fewer.
All right, you can have a seat. Is there any public comment on this item?
No public comment.
All right, we'll close public comments. I motion to approve this with staff recommendations.
I second.
President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
And Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Congratulations. You've been approved. All right. We are on to the final agenda item, commissioners' comments and questions. I know Al's got something.
Yeah, I have a recommendation for our EC swag. Maybe a T-shirt that says "Keep It Down." I like the comment from somebody earlier, or "Keep the Bass Down."
But "down" has two meanings, so it could be "down." You know,
yeah, keep it down.
We will
a tote bag.
We keep it down.
Consider that.
We keep
taking that.
We keep it down. That's good.
Yeah.
We keep it down.
That could be cool. Yeah.
We keep it down.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It's got two meanings. It's good.
Okay.
It says how to get to yes. Always start with yes. Yeah. It's an improv.
And also happy AAPI Heritage Month and happy Small Business Week. I'd like to invite everyone to come out to the Excelsior. We're having Chow Fun. It's Asian Dine Around to celebrate the small business owners, restaurants, bakeries, cafes, boba cafes, and bars in that part of town, which is often not in people's radars. We have 54 participating restaurants and merchants this year. And we're expanding not just in Excelsior, Ocean Avenue, and Geneva. This year, we're expanding to Visitation Valley, which has just been recognized to be Pacific Islander Cultural District. So we have to bring some love and shine a spotlight in that part of town as well. So our website is chowfunsf.com. So come check us out.
Thank you. And then go to St. Mary's Pub afterwards.
It's just a short walk up the hill. Yeah. We just did our downtown hoedown. It was a success. We have a lot to build on it, but it's coming every month now. It's a lot of fun. A lot of good cowboys and cow people out there. Mechanical bull, live music.
Love Western wear.
It's quite fun. I had a good costume.
Is there line dancing?
There is a line dancing DJ who teaches you a special front street line dance that everybody can learn and continue to do as long as this goes.
They should call it the Blimen
Down. The Blime Down?
I'm trying to, I can't make it work.
And then we also have Fridays on Front coming at the end of the month. This is the events that Noise Pop are putting on that are going to be a lot of fun. I think the first one's going to be Oysters and a really good Noise Pop bands that they bring on. So those start the last Friday of the month. I think it's the 30th of the month. Exciting stuff. What a time to be alive. What else we got? All right. Any public comment on this agenda item?
No public comment.
All right. We'll close public comment and we will adjourn the meeting at exactly 6:28 p.m.